Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Time to get up and Adam here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. I'm glad you chose D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan to start off your day. We are simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 a.m., 105.1 FM, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's AUDACY. That's AUDACY as we sit here just after 9 a.m. on a Saturday, June 13th. We have so many sports going on. It feels like the entire sports world's overlapping all at once here. So many great events today. We'll talk about the NBA Finals and how this is a massive game in San Antonio. I know people that are actually flying out to San Antonio because they think it's going to end tonight. Knicks taking on the San Antonio Spurs. How about this Stanley Cup Final? Major League Baseball with the Nationals above 500. And, of course, the big story in America, the entire globe focused on USA, Canada, and Mexico for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And last night felt like one of those events that you talk about for a long time. One of those events that you remember where you were, who you were with, what you ordered. For the first time in 32 years, America hosts a World Cup on their own soil. A sport that's been number five, maybe number four in this country for a long time, but the world's game on the biggest stage. A chance to change soccer, change football, and your country forever. And last night to me felt like a moment in time that Americans will remember for a long time. Why? I'll say because it didn't take long for Team USA to take the lead and the celebrations begin. 7 minutes. 7 minutes in, it's 1-0 USA over Paraguay. And that's the whole thing. It just felt easy. I've been a diehard U.S. men's national team fan my entire life. I remember sitting at Glory Days watching USA lose to Germany and the handball on the goal line that prevented our goal that would have tied it. I feel like I've seen every single group stage game we've played since about 98 or 2002. We've never had a game that feels like that was that easy. Now, I get it. They've expanded to 48 teams. All right. But that might have been the best first half of soccer Team USA has ever played in a World Cup game on the biggest stage in our country at home. And that was probably overall the best group stage game we have ever played. And I think that right there is an extremely a confidence-building win right there. Final score 4-1, Team USA over Paraguay. How do you get Americans into soccer? You score goals. You score goals. We all like to see points being scored, right? Football, the most exciting game of the year is usually the one where it's a race to 45 or 50, right? NBA games, we talk about the double overtime game that got up to 150 points. Baseball, we like to see the crooked numbers, right? That's what we like to see as Americans. We like to see points being scored. We got four of them. We got four goals. That's how you get Americans into soccer. And it's been a long time since we watched this team play in Qatar in 2022. And the question a lot of people were wondering, including myself, has Team USA improved? Has Team USA gotten better? Every single person on this team has made considerable strides in their game. And that's what I like about this team so much. It's as close to the golden generation as we've had in my lifetime. Because almost everyone has European experience. I was telling my friends this that don't really understand soccer. Look at this team, man by man. Almost all of them are millionaires, going to be rich and famous around the world, but they're not household names because soccer's not like that in this country. But like, Christian Pulisic is making a lot of money in Milan, all right? You look around. Weston McKennie making a lot of money. Tyler Adams making a lot of money. But this is their chance to become more than just millionaires, but you could become famous in this country. And I think it means a lot to those guys. I loved how it felt like they were putting their bodies on the line. We'll get to Christian Pulisic's injury a little bit later. I'm not that worried about it. Almost everyone has European experience. We've got five or six guys that are truly entering their prime. Entering their prime. And there was one thing missing, terribly missing in the last World Cup, and that was a striker. And my God, have we found one. Fallarin Balogun. What a monster, a beast, who has such a unique story, how he chose Team USA over England, had several options. But after the World Cup in 2022, which he watched, he saw, this Team USA team has talent. They're missing a striker. I have the ability to commit to Team USA. They got him like a month after that World Cup ended, and he's been part of this project since 2023. So look, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly from that game. Nobody wants to see Captain America leave at halftime with an injury. But there are way, way, way more positives than negative takeaways from that. I don't know how you could have watched that game last night and not been extremely fired up for USA soccer. Wake up today and say, you know what? I'm going to have some red, white, and blue in my coffee today. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling. I was watching with friends at a bar that was packed. I'm sure that almost every sports bar around the DMV was packed last night. Watching with people that don't even know soccer, who are jumping up and down, chanting and screaming. It's different when it's national pride on the line. And that's why I've always felt like the Olympics have been super exciting my entire life. The World Cup is the cream of the crop. I love this tournament so much. Every 4 years, it's lightning in a bottle. I feel like I got to watch every second of it because I don't want to miss it when it's gone. And I love watching Team USA. From 8 years ago when we were all heartbroken, at least all of us that cared about soccer, when this team was denied entry in 2018 because they could not muster up a draw against Trinidad and Tobago. That was rock bottom for USA soccer. And to watch it rise in the last 8 years has been super exciting with Captain America, Christian Pulisic, one of my favorite young stars, Sergiño Dest on the wing. How about Mauricio Pochettino, the new coach, comes in. Dest played all of the last World Cup at right back. He's like, no, that guy, I identify him as a scorer. He's going to be our attacking winger on the right side. Coaching matters. Coaching matters. Coaching matters. So how far can Team USA go in the 2026 World Cup? How good is this team actually? We just beat Paraguay. It's not like we just beat Germany or Portugal or Brazil. What would be considered a success story? And how can this World Cup change soccer in America forever? I'll try to answer those questions on the show today. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. As we relive the moments from last night's World Cup opener, a 4-1 victory for Team USA. I totally feel like you want to get Americans into soccer, you score and you keep scoring goals. And then they just keep jumping up and down and celebrating, and all of a sudden they're part of the culture. They understand the sport more. My favorite part about last night was that rocket from Gio Reyna in stoppage time. Because I was just telling my friends how I didn't like that Team USA kind of took our foot off the gas in the second half, right? We had Paraguay on the ropes. We had the lead. We had all of their confidence taken away from them. Then we gave them some confidence as we played our subs and they scored a goal. But that moment, that brilliant strike from Gio Reyna, that changed everything for me in terms of that game last night. Our super sub got a goal. That is going to be crucial moving forward. We will be in a spot in this tournament where we will need a super sub to get a goal. And it's all about Pochettino deciding who that super sub is going to be. There were several players that got in because of the lead, but Gio Reyna got the goal. He's one of the most controversial players on the team because of the drama from the last World Cup with his parents getting involved with the coaching staff, Greg Berhalter. He's one of my favorites because I believe his ceiling is world class. His issue has always been health and consistent playing time. But he's always made it look easy when he's out there. He's always made it look easy when he's out there. He's got that in him. A strike like that from outside of the box and make it look easy with the outside of his foot. It was spectacular. I keep dreaming about how easy he made it look. Like he knew the keeper had no chance to stop it. And that was the final touch to make it 4-1, a victory for Team USA in our opener of the 2026 World Cup. It looked awesome on TV. It was electric being at a sports bar, a great atmosphere in which people were losing their minds. There were chants. There were people screaming. It was a ton of fun. This is what the World Cup is all about. And as I told you guys last week, the excitement's going to build and build and build as long as Team USA is in it. As long as Team USA stays in it, it's going to be the thing that everyone's going to be talking about this summer. There were so many people hitting me up yesterday that I didn't even think watch soccer. I didn't even think that they cared. So excited for Team USA getting the win. And like I said, one of the most, what felt easy, group stage games of my lifetime. Like, that's the thing. In the World Cup, and maybe it's because it's 48 teams now, every game in my life in the World Cup has been a battle where it feels like it's life or death. I mean, we squeak by, right? What did we have? The 1-1 win against England, right? You guys remember that? The game in which we tied Portugal. We beat Ghana. Oh, my goodness. It felt like we had to defend for the entire final 45 minutes to beat Ghana. Like, think about how difficult some of these World Cup games have been in the past for Team USA. Landon Donovan, and what a lot of people would consider to be the best Team USA team of all time, it took like the 96th minute to beat Algeria and advance. To beat Algeria and advance. Paraguay's no slouch. Like, they're pretty solid. They've got two guys that I do know are world class. So, I mean, that was really impressive to score 7 minutes in, to not just dominate on the scoreline, but statistically and the eye test. I mean, you have pundits around the planet who are soccer insiders for Real Madrid, for Barcelona, for the English Premier League, that were just blown away by the passing from Team USA, right? How we set up those attacks by building out of the back, playing a dangerous style, but a beautiful style, and winning, playing the beautiful game. A 4-1 victory over Paraguay to start things off. How do you get Americans into soccer? I think you just keep scoring goals. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. How far can they go? How good is this team actually? And what would be considered a success story at the 2026 FIFA World Cup? I'll try to answer those questions next on The Fan.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Good morning, everybody. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We'll get into the latest Commanders, OTAs news, NHL, NBA Finals, and the latest with the Washington Nationals. But right now, the number one thing on my mind is USA pride, is red, white, and blue, and Team USA's 4-1 victory over Paraguay to start the 2026 FIFA World Cup. It just felt so easy for the first time ever. I mean, that was what was so exciting about that game. You know, I've watched soccer my entire life and rooted hard for this country every single World Cup. It feels like every single time I've watched USA in the past, we're defending for about 65 minutes, right? Like, you guys know, we're defending. We're barely not allowing a goal. We're needing Tim Howard to stand on his head to have an opportunity, right? We need game-saving slide tackles to have a chance. We dominated from start to finish. Possession, we dominated possession 65%. Expected goals, we dominated. Total shots, 16-9. Shots on target, 6-1. One of my favorite stats to look at is touches in the opponent's box, 53-11. Yeah, we were dancing around their box, passing it back and forth, trying to get the right shot. We were living on their side of the field, right? We had a ton of big opportunities with corners, it felt like early on. Just kept earning corners there, ended up with three for the game. And look, you gotta love how this team played the beautiful style, where they built from the back. They didn't do the old American school way of, we are going to kick and chase, right? That's if you play soccer in this country, you probably grew up with the kick and chase style. Mauricio Pochettino's not doing that, right? They built from the back. It was beautiful to watch. Ream to Richards to Freeman, finding your midfield, finding your outlet pass to either Dest or Pulisic, and working the ball towards Balogun, who, in his debut for Team USA in the World Cup, had a brace. Had two goals, and is now, I believe, number four on Team USA's goals scored. We don't usually score that much in the World Cup, right? Our number one player is Landon Donovan with five goals. Bellerin got two in his first opportunity. This is a change of U.S. soccer. We have never had a manager this good. They finally ponied up the money to get one of the top managers. How far can Team USA go? Realistically, I'm going to tell you right now, semifinals are a possibility. I do believe quarterfinals would be my bet if I had to pick. It would be Team USA to advance to the quarterfinals. Round of 32 defeat is possible if we don't win this group, right? If we don't win this group, you get a tough round of 32 matchup. You win the group, I think you could get Canada, could get like Iraq, Iran, something like that, an Algeria again, which I would love our chance. Round of 16 will come down to the matchup. Round of 16 will come down to the matchup. I believe quarterfinals most likely. Semifinals is a possibility for this Team USA team. I don't know how you could say no after the way they looked yesterday. We had it all. Defense was solid. I know that they can be shaky. I'm worried for sure about the defense. But with Chris Richards 100% fit, I was telling my friend that's like getting Myles Garrett. We just got a massive boost to our defense that would have been slow and really wouldn't have been, you know, truly at the top of their form, like guys playing in Europe successfully. That's Chris Richards, right? Starting for Crystal Palace in the Prem. That's a massive addition to get him fully fit, right? He had an ankle injury. He just got back. He didn't play against Germany in that final tune-up game. He played, and he played great. 83 passes. 83 for 83. Insane how good Chris Richards was. So we had solid build-up out of the back with the defense. I didn't have a problem with the goalie, Matt Freese. I thought he had some solid passes out of the back. That's why they like him, because he's better with his foot. The goal that he gave up wasn't really his fault. And then you look at the midfield. That midfield was terrific. Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams. I told you guys last week, Tyler Adams is going to get yellow cards and maybe a red card because he doesn't care. He will take your ankles out. That is our goon in the back. That's our enforcer to stop opponents from getting counterattacks. And so I said to you guys going into this World Cup, at their best, Team USA is like a top 15 team, number 14 in the world in my mind. It's all about who they play. If we avoid the big dogs, France, Spain, England, Portugal, Argentina, Brazil, Germany, then I think we have a chance against everybody else, including rematches with Netherlands and Belgium, who knocked us out of the last two World Cups that Team USA played in. How far can they go? It's all about the matchups, but you got to control what you can control, which is you finish in first place in this group. You finish in first place with three wins in this group, and you go into the knockout round with more confidence than a Team USA team has ever had. You got to control what you can control. There's 48 teams now, which means it's an extra round of knockout games, which means it's even harder for this team to get to the quarterfinals, which is the farthest we've ever gone. But I think semifinals are a possibility. But it's all about matchups. Got to continue to hold our own and win these group stage games. And then hopefully we'll get a matchup that favors us. Because it does feel like, and I did confirm this because I think it was Sebastian Salazar and a few other insiders have pointed out, If Team USA wins their group, they would avoid a top eight team in the world until the quarterfinals. We would avoid one of those big dogs that I was just naming, Argentina, Portugal, England, Spain, until the quarterfinals if we can win this group. We might get Netherlands or Belgium for sure. But then we go back to the question. Is this team improved from 4 years ago when they lost to Netherlands? Are they improved from 12 years ago when they lost to Belgium? And I think with this coaching and now with Fowler and Balogun at striker, I think the answer is yes. How good is this team? I'm trying to come up with an NFL comparison, and it's not great, but I'm going to say the way we played last night, we had looked like the potential of a Buffalo Bills team, having a Josh Allen-level guy with Balogun scoring goals. And Balogun, that's the other thing. Balogun makes Christian Pulisic so much better, like a good receiver makes a quarterback better, because now Christian Pulisic can basically cut into the box, do all the dirty work, and then just set up Balogun like he did for that goal. And Balogun will then get the credit because he puts the ball in the back of the net, right? This is a team, the Bills, that just got a new coach to try to level them up. Team USA brought in a new coach to try to level them up. I think that's kind of what I'm talking about, and is why I would say we're similar to the Bills. We're not the Chiefs that have won it all, the Rams, the Niners, the Ravens. We're a solid team that's never been able to push through past the quarterfinals, but we're not some garbage nation in soccer. Not anymore. And really, like I said, 2018 was the rock bottom, and it's really impressive as a fan to see how much we've grown in the last 8 years. It took getting knocked down. It took that extreme adversity because we never would have changed our system. We never would have changed coaches. We had to fail in 2018 and then fail again, really, in 2024 in our tournament that we played against the South American teams. That was the final, all right, Greg Berhalter is not the guy. Let's move on. Let's actually pay a big-name coach to come in and coach us up the right way. And that's what I love so much about watching this team, is we're playing the European style of soccer that is beautiful to watch. And it might be dangerous at times out of the back, but that is how you are supposed to play the game. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We got Wes running the ones and twos, and I love the music you're coming back from break with, getting me fired up to talk more footy here. Recapping those awesome moments as we relive the American 4-1 victory over Paraguay to start the 2026 FIFA World Cup in our own backyard. On home soil, Team USA defeated Paraguay 4-1. We've got a full week to celebrate. Next Friday, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Team USA will take on Australia, the Socceroos, in Game 2 of the group stage. And then it's the following Thursday, June 25th, to close out the group stage against Turkey, who might end up being the most talented team in this group if it's not Team USA. But going into this matchup, I was super excited to see how this new team would look. Like we've talked about, you know, 2018, rock bottom. Didn't even make the World Cup. 2022, solid performance, missing a striker, missing a good manager. I mean, I couldn't believe the Dutch clowned us. They came out, the manager of Netherlands, and said, I was surprised how little changes Team USA made in the second half, and then they whooped our butt in the second half in Qatar, and that was all she wrote, right? But the change to Mauricio Pochettino, the change from the U.S. Soccer Federation to start paying big dollars for a coach, and coaching matters. And we absolutely saw that last night. I was very interested to see what the starting 11 would be. I really wanted Timothy Weah to be in the starting 11. Would Gio Reyna be involved, or would he even play at all in this game? Pochettino got it right. Every decision he made, he got it right. From the starters to the sub, getting Weah in, getting Reyna in, who got the super sub goal late. Playing Dest, Sergiño Dest, higher as a winger, as an attacking winger. Great decision. Great decision. He was terrific. Christian Pulisic looked like a captain. He was all over the field. He was excellent. Balogun, a pure striker. A pure striker. McKinney was aggressive on offense and defense. Tyler Adams in the middle of the field held his own. Paraguay had a shot in the first minute. And then Team USA got an opportunity. They got an opportunity, and the ball bounces in the back of the net off of Paraguay. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. We're going to run through some of the best moments from last night. It was just 7 minutes in when Team USA struck first.
Draws the double team. Splits the double team. Pulisic in the box. Weston McKennie into the middle. It's an own goal. It's the United States on the board. Less than 7 minutes in.
Yeah, given as an own goal, but if I mean everybody that watched it saw Christian Pulisic, you know, dance past the defense, tried to set up McKennie, who tried to, I think, put a, either a shot on target or find Balogun. It kind of bounced off his foot in an awkward way, then bounced off a Paraguayan player accidentally and into the net. And 7 minutes in, Team USA is up. Everybody I'm watching with is going nuts. The place is exploding with energy. Because nobody expected Team USA, I think, to score that quickly to start things off here. And then it's Captain America. Christian Pulisic does it all. He has a chance to go down as the greatest U.S. soccer player of all time. I thought I heard this pregame. It made so much sense. He might play in the next World Cup. He might even play in the World Cup after that. Christian Pulisic will be remembered for what he does in this World Cup in his prime on home soil. And it was Captain America gliding through the defense and finding his poacher, following Balogun, who strikes it into the net. Dos Cesaro, 2-0, Team USA.
Do so. Great ball by Robinson for Pulisic on the run. Pulisic trying to cut it back. It's Balogun. That time it's in. That time the flag is staying down. That time it's 2-0 United States.
And that's what I was talking about earlier. Following Balogun makes Christian Pulisic better. Christian Pulisic makes Fowler and Balogun better. We were watching Shaq and Kobe in their prime last night. We were watching MJ and Scottie Pippen with Pulisic finding Balogun time after time. He had another goal that was taken back after VAR called it offsides. But that's what Pulisic can bring, right? The ability to dance around a defender, and eventually somebody's going to slide him down. But at the last second, right before that happens, he is able to flick it over to Balogun, who's just such a great striker. A poacher is a striker that just finds the ball in the box and puts it into the back of the net. They don't need to dance. They don't need to take many touches. A lot of times it's one touch, one strike, one goal. And that's what you saw from Fowler and Balogun. And then in stoppage time of the first half, Balogun makes it 3-0 Team USA. The assist for Malik Tillman, Balogun with some magic right before half. This goal was super impressive from Balogun to get this opportunity, but to cut back and then curl it into the upper 90. It is Team USA 3-0, Paraguay 0.
Right below us, Mauricio Pochettino.
Balogun, can he get inside? Still Balogun, flop Balogun!
Right below us, Mauricio.
3-0, Team USA. Into the locker room we go. Christian Pulisic had a knock on his calf. We'll talk further about that later. He exits. Sebastian Berhalter steps into the midfield, who I think is kind of funny, is the son of our previous coach who was fired, Greg Berhalter. Ricardo Pepe goes in for Fowler and Balogun. Timmy Weah gets in for Serginho Dest. Gio Reyna gets in for Malik Tillman. And in stoppage time, after I was kind of disappointed in the second half performance by Team USA, you know, it felt like Paraguay who was on the front foot in the second half. It was Paraguay who was getting shots in the box, who was getting opportunities, who had the goal in the 73rd minute to make it 3-1. Game kind of stalled down a little bit. Became, I guess, a game in which Team USA was just trying to see it out. And then Reyna with a brilliant strike from nearly outside of the box with the outside of his foot just made it look easy. And that was my favorite moment of the night because, like I said, I didn't love the second half. It was probably by far the best first half of a World Cup game Team USA has ever played to go up 3-0 on a team that's not terrible in Paraguay. But the way they ended it, I love the way they finished strong. Here's Gio Reyna with the goal.
Freeman. Gio Reyna. Gio Reyna!
The celebration for Team USA, who with that goal took a 4-1 lead and with the final whistle would win 4-1. They get 3 points with their first group stage win. How good is this team, actually? Let's take a listen to Thierry Henry, who's on the broadcast as one of the analysts, one of the greatest soccer players of all time. I love Thierry Henry. I love listening to him on this broadcast here as an analyst. I got to interview him about 6 years or 3 years ago at the World at the Super Bowl, and he talked about, you know, Team USA, and I didn't really believe him. And also we had another German soccer player on my show at that Super Bowl. And they were saying, like, this team could make it to quarterfinals, possibly semifinals. It was hard to see that 4 years ago. Until you get a striker, that changes everything. Let's take a listen to Thierry Henry on Team USA.
Are you surprised by that, what you saw?
Take my video of what I said in the draft. Of the draw, sorry. The draw, my bad. Have a look at it. You got to believe, and I'm not American. I said, I believe that team can bring the crowd together. They just need to do it today. Not in friendly games, not when people were panicking, not even against Panama here. I know there was a Nation League. A lot of people were talking. They needed to be ready today. And I believe in what I see. And I saw a great team today. Team performance. I believe personally that they can go on the run. Let's see if they will do it. That doesn't mean you will go on the run. But now I'm sure a lot of people will believe that they can go on the run.
Come on,
give them some credit.
Come on, Thierry.
You're a little American. You're a little American tonight.
Press the button. Press the button of the video of the draw, please. Press it.
He said it.
I love that from Thierry Henry hyping up Team USA. Look, I was one of those people that was doubting this team when they lost to Belgium 5-2, blown out, when they lost to Portugal 2-0. That win over Senegal gave me a lot of confidence. Losing to Germany, but that Jedi Robinson strike was awesome from outside of the box, a 2-1 defeat. As he said, though, it was all about preparing for this moment here. This is the one that matters. Not those friendlies, not the competitions that they played last year or any of those exhibition matches leading up to this. It was all about that moment there, and how far can it take us? We'll see, but this team now has a lot of confidence and a lot of momentum going into next Friday night's game against Australia. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Saturday, June 13th, just after 9:45 in the nation's capital. Time to get up and Adam. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. How about Team USA's victory over Paraguay? Was that the best group stage game that Team USA has played in the history of their soccer? Was that the best group stage game they've ever played? I mean, it honestly felt like it could be. Like, we've had more historic moments in the group stage. Landon Donovan's winner over Algeria, right? The draw against England, which we considered a win, right? The game against Portugal with Cristiano Ronaldo was in his prime, right? We've had some amazing moments in the group stage, but that might have been the best game from start to finish. Certainly was the best first half that I've ever seen Team USA play. And that's what's got me super excited, risen my expectations, because I have not been able to sit in front of a TV and watch 90 minutes where Team USA dominates possession, dominates shots, makes it look easy. It didn't matter who we're playing. Again, we've had good moments. We barely beat Algeria with like Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, Jose Altidore, like amazing USA players. Barely beat Algeria. We just destroyed Paraguay on home soil. I don't know how you could watch that game last night and not be extremely fired up for Team USA waking up this morning wanting red, white, and blue in your coffee. Was that the best group stage game Team USA's ever played? Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. That is 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You could tweet me at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's go to Mark in Landover. Mark, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Top of the day to you, Adam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fine as frogs here, buddy. Hey, being a lifelong soccer player, soccer fan like you are, man, and watching a little bit longer because I got a couple years on you, I believe. I will tell you, you are 100% correct in everything you've said, Adam. This is the best game they've ever played at the World Cup, and hopefully they can keep playing the way they're playing. And how about this, Adam? I know you being a fan and listening to you. How about, man, somebody being in the talk for the Golden Boot? That's never happened before, buddy. And it could happen if they play well against Australia and play well against Turkey. And you're right about Turkey, too, man. If we were to beat Turkey, Adam, that would probably be one of our biggest wins ever. That would be a really, really big win. I'd love to see us win this group and go on and try and make a run, man. And Thierry Henry, man, believe me, Terry is not just the world's greatest soccer player, but he's made a name for himself as being pretty astute in his analytics of the game that he played so well, Adam.
Yeah. Mark, what were your expectations going into the tournament? Has it changed after last night?
Well, you know, Adam, we have good athletes and we have good soccer players. I mean, you mentioned a bunch of them, Clint and the other guys, and I don't want to belabor them too much, but all of us know who they are. But my expectations were up because of we've always had good when we've gotten a good coach, and the gentleman they hired is very, very well respected around the world. And, man, that's what USA Soccer needs, man, is to pick somebody's brain and get help. You should never be afraid to get help at any level in any sport because we can all learn from one another in anything in life, and especially in sports, and new ideas and new ways to do things and practice. I mean, look how it's working out for that baseball team down the street from my house, Adam, and your house, or up the road from your house, I guess, Adam.
Good call, Mark. I appreciate you chiming in, and you made some really good points there. And look, this is a Team USA team that's been building. This is as close to the golden generation as we've had because you think back, and yeah, you had amazing players like Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey, and before them, you've had some stars, Alexi Lalas, of course, and Brian McBride, and we've had amazing players. But how many times have we had a team that is all playing in Europe and basically playing successfully? You're talking about a starting 11 in which I feel like seven of them are legit European soccer players, right? Legit European soccer players. Not like we've had in the past where, oh, we get a deal to go to Fulham or to Tottenham and sit the bench. Our guys are actually playing and playing meaningful games. I mean, I saw this coming with Fowler and Balogun. Why? Because he played at Monaco in the French League and was one of the best goal scorers this season. If you can do it at the club level, you can do it at the international level. That's been our issue, is we've never had a full 11 in which we are all playing well at the club level. That's been the issue. That's always been the issue for Team USA. And so this is just awesome to see everything coming together with Coach Mauricio Pochettino. You know, there was the drama before the World Cup began when it got leaked that I guess his agent had gone to Milan and he's talking with AC Milan. I consider that like when Will Wade, listen to this, when Will Wade left NC State for LSU, or when Will Wade left McNeese, all the places he left for NC State, he told his players, yeah, I'm going to leave. You know what? If you play well, I'm going to take you with me. And that's what, it's not drama. It's not controversy. The players know that Mauricio Pochettino is a respected manager around the globe. Not just in this country. Heck, half of this country doesn't know who he is. Couldn't even point him out in the lineup. But soccer fans know him very well from his success at Tottenham. I was telling my friend, that's like taking the Jags to the Super Bowl. You're going to be known forever if you take the Jags to the Super Bowl. That's what Pochettino did with Tottenham. And so, yeah, he might be the coach for this World Cup and then gone and never coach Team USA again, but he's getting the best out of these guys, and they know if they perform in front of him, he might want to coach them again at the club level, either at AC Milan, or maybe eventually he coaches at Barcelona or Real Madrid or back in the Premier League where he's already had success. The guys respect him, right? And he respects them too. I loved a moment in the 97th minute when Gio Reyna scored. Mauricio Pochettino, the coach, sprinted his butt off down the sidelines to join in on the celebrations with the team. It was awesome, awesome to watch. It really was. And it just like, this is a group here that believes. And when you believe in each other like that, anything is possible. Stuart Holden is a former U.S. men's national team player who is now one of the analysts on the World Cup. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about his favorite thing about last night's game.
You called this game. Great job, by the way. Amazing work. What did you see from up in the booth?
I don't know. I just had so much fun up there. It was, look, when we call games, we try to be impartial. When it's America, that's very hard. But I can't remember a game that I've called of the United States that was that much fun. I think when the expectations were so high, what was this team going to look like? Could they score goals? Could they win? But to win like that, and then at the end, the nightcap from Gio Reyna.
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh. Like, how many – did you guys count the passes yet? How many passes that was on that play?
No. Can we count that?
I estimated it was 20-plus. It could be closer to 30. And then to end it with an outside of the boot to the far post, it was beautiful.
I just love everything he's saying. I like how he's echoing what we've been talking about as well. Usually when I watch Team USA soccer, one, I'm a nervous wreck. Two, I'm kind of happy with a draw, right, most of the time. Like, three, we don't usually score more than two. We double that with four. That was the most fun I've ever had watching Team USA. It's just the first game, all right? There's 48 teams, so it's easier to advance out of the group stage. Can't get too crazy. But my expectations have certainly risen, and I just cannot wait to see the next one and the next one. We're guaranteed three games and maybe more. The energy in the bar I watched in last night was unbelievable. Can't wait to run that back. I want to get to a game, maybe even not for a Team USA game, but to just take advantage of the fact that the biggest sporting event in the world is being played here on home soil. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. What would be considered a success story for Team USA at the 2026 FIFA World Cup? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. If you're just waking up this morning, getting in your car, we've been talking about that 4-1 victory over Paraguay, starting 7 minutes in with a first strike, and the celebration continued for the next 90 minutes last night. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.